All right, Coach, if you would, just open it up with a quick statement about today's game, and then we'll open it for questions.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm relieved that it's over. I think that, I've said my piece on that, but that's really, really tough on guys to come back and play. I thought that the defense did a great job starting on the next to last series there in the first half when Lawrence got the pick. Then, if I'm not mistaken, it was like two or three straight possessions where we got turnovers and short fields, and we were able to hit a couple plays on third down there in spite of ourselves. Offensively, it was not pretty. We were able to make some plays, but the execution was not very good, and we got our butts whipped up front. So those guys may have been reading their press clippings a little bit. It'll be a down-to-earth day for them on Monday when they watch the tape.
All right, we'll open up for questions. Please wait for a microphone, if you would.
It was nice to see the defense get some pressure and set the tone to
Absolutely. We talked about being more aggressive, and you know, we did a good job with that. I thought they had a good plan, and we were ran a lot more stunts, a lot more blitzes, and got some negative plays, which makes it easier to play. And we made plays. You know, when they threw the ball, we had a chance to get the turnovers. We did. The first series, we should have got a turnover, and it's, you know, the ball just laid there. And I think our guys thought it was a pass, which, you know, you got to get on it whether no matter what it is. So there'll be some learning. I mean, we can play much better.
It seemed like the offensive line in particular seemed the most maybe fatigued coming out of the gate from the short turnaround. They seemed to feel the brunt of that, it looked like.
Yeah, they looked like we were playing in sand. A couple of guys just didn't look like they were playing very fast. But it is what it is. And like I said, we won the game. And thank goodness the defense showed up and played big.
Coach, talk about the swing at the end of the first half. Trailing 7-3, they have the ball to lead on defense.
Well, it was a big play. I mean, the first half was kind of a microcosm of some early last year where there was, I think there might have been four or five possessions. I mean, they had a long drive, but nobody could finish them. Well, they finished the one drive for a touchdown. I think that was about an 8 or 9 minute drive, if I'm not mistaken. It had to be close to that. And offensively, we were not converting on third downs like we need to stay out there. And the first couple of series are just ridiculous. I mean, we got a guy that goes the wrong way in pitch motion and penalties, and it just a holding penalty on a big play that got brought back. Just whatever we could do to shoot ourselves in the foot.
Well, you didn't throw a ton, of course, but what made the passing game so efficient, so successful?
Because they were selling out to play the run. Ricky made a couple of nice plays. I think every pass we completed but one was play action.
Certainly, the three fumbles, even though you didn't lose any, that's a concern for you?
It's always a concern anytime the ball's out. I'm trying to remember where they were. We had three fumbles.
You fumbled
on the pitch, two on the pitches, and they scooped up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a concern.
Considering the talent and efficiency from Marshall, can we kind of expect to see him throwing the ball a little bit more moving forward?
No.
You were looking for an improvement from special teams today, and to, I guess, to Davis's credit, he went out there and kicked the ball today.
Yeah, you know, he's made almost every kick in practice, and he did in fall camp, and we went back and competed again, you know, all week with a kicking thing, and he won the job because he makes the kicks, and was happy for him to get the first one. And then he made another field goal where they ran into him and did that. It's disappointing that we'd miss an extra point. But I thought he did better on kickoffs, and we did much better on covering kickoffs.
In terms of
our return game is still a progress in work, both punt return and kickoff return.
In terms of the offense, and defensively, you got to see some of the freshmen. Jerry Howard obviously had a big moment in the second carry, and then Antoine O and some of those guys got a chance to play TV. Kind of just talk about those guys.
Yeah, I mean, You know, quite honestly, early on, we were tiptoeing in there, be back and not running through. And grab Jerry, and there's one thing he'll do, he'll run through. And I'm not sure that we blocked the down guy. The guy went from a 2 to a 3, and the 5 went up the field, but they were all running to play the quarterback in the pitch. And, you know, he was on them before they could. And that's the nature of the offense. You can't tiptoe up in there and look to go sideways.
Some coaches say that you improve more from your first game to your second than any time of the year.
We're a lot better on defense.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing offensively that was not the case.
You know, they're pretty good. Nobody wants to believe that, but they're really good. I said before we started, I'm not sure they weren't the best defense that we were going to play coming out the gate. And after watching them, I'm pretty sure they are. They can run. They got 2 lockdown corners that are pretty good. They make plays. It's like there's a reason they were 3rd or 4th in the country in total defense, and they play to their defense. Yeah, you know, there's 56 plays, 52 plays, right? If you'll notice, there's no huddle, but they ran that thing down under 3 seconds every time. So it's like, then that compounds, they're really good on third downs because they've got good cover guys. And so, you know, they play good. We had a hard time blocking their linebackers.
Do you have admiration for a team like that? I mean,
yeah.
You've been on that level.
I knew they had good players. And, that they're going to play really hard when they come in, when you get a chance to play. I was talking to one of their coaches before the game, and he said they don't have a game next year because they can't find anyone that will play them. You can see why. I mean, it's like there's nothing to gain and everything to lose. And they got a good team. I don't suspect very many people in the OVC will beat them.
Anything else for Coach Johnson?
Do what we saw from Henry today.
Do what?
Henry at Santa Barbara was pretty good. Middle's living in the backfield.
He got some pressure, and we got some guys back in the backfield. You did some jets and some stunts and got some guys up the field, and you know, our defensive staff and players had a good plan and executed pretty good.
Anything else?
Entering the game, Coach, how would you grade your team from an exhaustion standpoint after an extensive game
against
Tennessee?
I'm sure that there were some guys who looked lethargic and some guys who fought through it. I think it probably affected the offensive line a little more because in the first game, those guys played about all the 97 plays. And, even Taquan looked a step slower, and Cravante was certainly nowhere close. So he was affected with something, whatever it was.
On that last punt by Harvin, did he have the option to run on that play?
The last one?
The one where he ran down to the
rugby punt.
The first punt?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a rugby punt. You always got the option if nobody pulls you up. He actually went too far. He should have punted the ball sooner.
All right.
Could you speak a little bit to the change that interception by Austin, not Lawrence, made that in the game?
Well, I think it changed the first half, but we got the interception and Ricky made a good catch. You know, if you don't make the good catch, I don't know what it changes. The biggest thing to me was when we came out in the third quarter and got the 2 quick turnovers and we were able to get touchdowns. That, you know, the defense got a short field, and even on top of the penalty, the offense was able to. I mean, that was ridiculous on the very first play to get for 2 guys, and it was blatant, just not moving your feet, holding. You know, got to be smarter than that.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Appreciate it.